Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are looking at Mizmor Kuf Lamed Daled, the 134th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. And this is the last of the 15 Shir HaMa'alos. This is moved from Kuf Chof to Kuf Lamed Daled, all 15, and this is the capstone. In terms of structure, this is three psukim long, of course, one of the second shortest Mizmorim in all of Tehillim. We should notice that in all three psukim, the word bracha or barachu appears, and it is also shares in common with the previous two Mizmorim, Kuf Lamed Beis and Kuf Lamed Gimel. It shares three words in common, which are Hine, Bracha, and Sion. Just to understand the general seeming theme or movement between the last through three Shir HaMa'alos. Let's consider the theme of this Mizmor. It's made up of two commands and a fulfillment. That means to say that the speaker seems to be turning to an audience and asking them to do two things. The first is, Hine baruch hu es Hashem kol adei Hashem ba'ahamdim ba'aveis Hashem ba'alelois. Bless Hashem, those who are in the house of Hashem at night. The second command is, Su'u yedechem kodesh uvaruch hu es Hashem. Raise up your hands and bless Hashem. It seems that the third pasuk is them responding and saying, Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion, oisei shemayim va'aretz. Blessed be Hashem from Zion, who makes heaven and earth. So there seems to be a dialogue of sorts. There is somebody talking to the crowd, and the crowd is responding with the last pasuk. Let's try to understand the events behind this mizmor. We'll explore three possibilities. Possibility number one is that this is a bracha which was made in the Mikdash. It seems pretty clear that the mizmor is meant to be said in the house of Hashem, because we're talking about ha'omdim veis Hashem ba'leilos, who are standing in the house of Hashem at night. Which, although it's true that we apply that to mean the Bate Knesset or Bate Midrashiyot, the shuls and houses of study, primarily are meant the Beis Hamikdash. Now that's strange because, you see, at night time no korbanos were brought. They did burn the fats, the emurim, at night, but the doors of the Beis Hamikdash were actually closed at sunset. So when are we referring to that people are standing in the house of Hashem at night? The Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, suggests that it could be referring to parties or celebrations that were held in the Mikdash. For instance, at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is at night, for which the Mikdash would be open. Or even we see in Navi, for instance, in Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Choftes, he quotes about, Hashir Yelochem Kalel Hiskadesh Chag V'Simchas Levov K'holich Becholil L'Avav Ahar Hashem El Tzor Yisrael. For you, there shall be singing as on a night when a festival is hallowed. There shall be rejoicing as when they march with the flute and timbrels, with the lyres to the Rock of Israel on the Mount of God. So it sounds like that Yeshayahu is referencing the fact that there would be special times on the Chagim when people would actually celebrate in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. Another option is that on Yom Kippur and the Regalim, we know the Mishnayos in the first Perek of Yuma describe how people would come to the Beis HaMikdash well before the rooster called, which meant that at the moment that the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash would start, the entire Azara, the entire courtyard would be completely full. And it could be that the people who are standing here at nights are not just the people, the populace, but rather the Levim and the Kohanim are doing the Avoda. In that line of reasoning, if you look at the first perek of the Mishnayos in Tamid, it describes the regular daily procedures in the Beis HaMikdash, and it describes the Kohanim doing their pre-avoda perimeter check. So there would be two groups who go around either perimeter of the Kodesh and check and make sure that everything's in place, all the kelim are in place. And when they would greet each other, meeting each other on the other side, it says in the Mishnah in Tamid Aleph Hey, Higiu Elu La'elu, when each would meet each other, Amru Shalom, Hakol Shalom. With peace and everything is peace, which sounds almost like a adaptation in a certain sense of this Mizmor in Tehillim, where they're blessing Hashem, those who are standing in the house of Hashem at night. This track would be done really very, very early in the morning as the Avoda was beginning. There another possibility of reading this Mizmor is actually a little different. As opposed to this being the leader of the people, turning to the people and asking them to bless Hashem, and this being said at night for the people, there's a very fascinating suggestion which is made. Maybe this Mizmor was actually said by the Olei Regalim themselves, the people who came up for the festivals. They may live wherever it is, whether it be in Israel or beyond. They'll come up for the festivals to the Beis HaMikdash to bring korbanos. And as they're about to leave, maybe this is what they say. Maybe they're turning to the Kohanim and the Levim, and they're saying, you know what? You should carry on blessing Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Hondo Hashem, Beves Hashem, Balelois, those who stand in Hashem at night. And Su'u Yedechem Kodeshu, Baruch Hashem, lift up your hands and keep on blessing Hashem. So they're giving the Levim and the Kohanim to the charge of continuing to do their Avoda. To which the Levim and the Kohanim respond to the nation of Israel who are returning to their homes, Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion Oisei Shemayim Oretz. Let Hashem bless you from Zion as you make your way back. The reason this possibility of reading the Mizmor is so intriguing is that it really sets up a beautiful pattern. We know that in Mizmor Kuf Chof Aleph, which is the second of the Shira Ma'alos, which is actually, some of the Mefarshim suggest, should really be the first one because it is unique in the fact that it is Shir La Ma'alos. It is a song to the ascents. It's talking about a person who's on a journey. And the Mefarshim point out that the journey the person is making is towards Yerushalayim. It's about the person who's about to undergo what might be a perilous trip up to Yerushalayim from wherever they're coming, and the blessings that they should get there safely. That's S-R-N-I-L Heharim. Now, at the end of the process, when they've been in Yerushalayim, this is the send-off. This is the Mizmor at the end of the Shira Malos, which is sending the people back with the blessing to their homes. Another theme and the third possibility of the events behind this could be Golus and Geula, could be exile and redemption. The Chida points this out, the Alshich points this out, the Malbim addresses this, is that that living in Golus, living in exile in the diaspora, is living a crippled existence. We don't have all the mitzvos in the diaspora. We don't have the nation state of Israel. We don't have the possibility of our tefillos going directly through Hashem. They have to go through the sarim, through agents, to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are deficient as a nation, and we have been deficient as a nation as we've been living in exile. And yes, we've got used to it, and yes, we've thrived in many ways, but ultimately we're deficient. And this Mizmor is describing how there's a hope and wish to return to Yerushalayim, a hope and wish to be able to su yodeichem kodesh, although, as the Chida points out, that all we have today is the Torah. The only place that the Shechin is to be found is in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, and that's the way that we've survived throughout all these generations. We are hoping, and the blessing at the end is Yivarechecha Hashem Mitzion, Hashem bless us from Zion, let us be able to return to the house of Hashem, to the base of Migdash, and be able to perform the function as a nation once again. And that's perhaps why the Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud, when describing this Mizmor, says, who is it referring to? Those who stand in the house of God at night. It refers to Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning Torah at night. Symbolically, this could refer to those who kept learning the Torah, which was all that was left to us as a nation, through the night of Golus, are hoping that Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion, that we should really return to Zion, we should turn to Yerushalayim to be able to fulfill our function as a nation again, with all the mitzvahs as a nation. That's what seems to be the theme of this, according to the Chida, the Alshech, and the Malbim. In terms of the places in our davening this appears, there are a few, although it doesn't appear in a wholesale fashion, it does appear in different segments. So, for instance, the pasuk of Baruch Hashem, Kol Adei Hashem, Ahoim Dim Ves Hashem Alelos, is said by some Nuscha'os before Ma'ariv. The Birkas HaTorah, or Baruch Hu, is taken from this Mizmor, where it says Baruch Hu Es Hashem twice. So that is taken directly from our Mizmor. And some say, the second pasuk of Netilas Yodayim, Su Yedechem Kodesh, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, before doing Netilas Yodayim. Lift up your hands in holiness, that's washing our hands, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, and say the blessing. It's also interesting to note that the Gemara in Soto Daf Lamed Tesam Beis tells us that this was the prayer said by the people before the Birkas Kohanim of the Musaf sacrifice. They would say this this particular Mizmor about Su Yedechem Kodesh, and that the lifting up the hands of holiness then refers to the Kohanim as they do the Birkas Kohanim the second time that day. It is also interesting to note that the Malbim has a very beautiful description of how we understand the word bracha. And he views it as bracha as a brecha, which is a pool of water which can be muddied and made inaccessible through exile, or can be something that if we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allows it to flow down from, like in the previous Mizmor, like the Tal Hermon, like the dew on the mountain of Hermon, which now irrigates the entire land. That's the bracha, that's the brecha, the pool. When we acknowledge the source of the wellspring of life, that's when we access it, and that's how brachas work itself. In terms of Pasuk in the spotlight, just a very fascinating insight on Pasuk Gimel. We say, Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. The Mei HaShiloach, the Ishbetz Rebbe, points out that there is a change over here in the Mizmor between Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yachid. That the first two Pesukim are addressing a group, and the last Pasuk is seems to be said in the singular Lashon, Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion, as opposed to Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So how does this work exactly? So the way he suggests it is, he says that although it is true that as a nation we keep the same mitzvahs, we all daven the same, we all shake lulavs and esrogs, we all hear shofar, we all build sukkahs and we all eat matzah, Nonetheless, the same action has different impacts on individuals depending on the way in which they connected with it, which means that each individual amalgamates and experiences the mitzvah different to themselves at different times in their own life, and certainly different to other people at the same time because of their experience, because of their perspective, and because of their life journey. And that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses each and every one of us based on the impact we let the mitzvah, the communal mitzvah, make on us. So yes, on the outward side of things, it looks like we're all doing the same thing. On the inner side, it's making very different impressions. And that's why the bracha of Hashem in the end of this mizmor is Yivorechecha Hashem mitzion. Tzion does mean Zion, Mount Zion, which is another synonym for Yerushalayim. But it also means, Tzion means a mark. Hashem blesses us depending on the mark that we allow the mitzvahs to have upon our lives and our soul, and that's individualistic. No one else in the world knows our own personal portfolio, or knows the way that we allow the mitzvahs or did not allow the mitzvahs in, how seriously or how not seriously we took the process, and that's why it turns into this individualistic perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about each and every one of us and our each and every one of our own personal journeys. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.